aging coal-fired power plant in northwest Arkansas may be forced to shut down in 2015 unless it undergoes an expensive retrofit to meet new Environmental Protection Agency standards. Facility co-owner SWEPCO and Arkansas Electric Cooperatives say the Flint Creek power plant in Gentry is critical to our electrical grid and support the upgrade. But opponents say it's an opportunity to replace a polluting facility with cleaner alternative technology. A public hearing on the matter is scheduled before the Arkansas Public Service Commission on March 28th. Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The 1,500-acre, 528-megawatt Flint Creek Power Plant facility in Gentry is co-owned by SWEPCO and the Arkansas Electric Cooperative Corporation. SWEPCO operates the coal-fired plant, which went online in 1978. SWEPCO spokesperson Peter Main is based at the Fayetteville Service Center complex off Township Road.
Flint Creek serves as a base load plant, and as such, it's designed to serve the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week needs of customers.
Meaning the Flint Creek Power Station provides the girth of the electrical need in our region.
Well, the Flint Creek plant is at a point where it has been serving this area for about 3 decades. It really has been a mainstay of northwest Arkansas throughout much of the growth that's taken place here. It is still setting production records, including one set in 2012 for the longest production run that it's had in its history. And we have an opportunity to continue that with the proposed retrofit.
The Environmental Protection Agency has issued new regulations to reduce coal ash, mercury, and greenhouse gases from U.S. coal fuel generating units. One-third of our nation's coal fleet could be forced to retire or undergo expensive retrofits. The agency estimates the improvements will prevent thousands of premature deaths associated with asthma, heart attack, and cancer from toxic air emissions. But the Flint Creek facility, Maine says, uses state-of-the-art clean air technology.
Now, the new environmental controls are an enhancement and significant expansion of that. We'll be completely changing out the low nitrogen oxide burners to a whole new generation of those burners, and supplementing that with a technology called overfire air. And again, that's to maximize the combustion of the fuel. And we will be adding activated carbon injection for removal of mercury and a scrubber with a fabric filter, which is designed to remove primarily SO2 and additional particulates.
Peter Main says both SWEPCO and Arkansas Electric Cooperatives will invest up front to retrofit Flint Creek, but plan to ask ratepayers to foot the bill.
The project cost is approximately $408 million. That would be split equally by the partners in the plant, so $204 million each. The estimated impact for SWEPCO customers beginning in 2017 after completion of the project would be for a residential customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours, which is fairly typical, would be about $2.97 a month, or about 3.85%. AECC is estimating the impact for their customers would be about 3.4% increase.
Certain power companies may retire some units to avoid the expense, but operators of 3 coal-fired plants in Arkansas requiring the retrofit are seeking a declaratory order from the Arkansas Public Service Commission to proceed.
Well, because this was a significant investment for SWEPCO and AECC, we elected to go to the commission. This was not a required filing, but we wanted to go to the commission and to lay out what our plans were, our analysis of the various options, and to put that analysis in front of the commission. That process does provide for public comment. We made that filing with the commission a little over a year ago in February of 2012. So there's been a whole series of filings by all the parties involved. There was a public hearing in October of 2012, and there will be a second public hearing on March the 28th. In addition, the public has the opportunity to submit letters to the commission through the commission website or by mail.
Coal is abundant and cheap, and for years provided a majority of our electrical needs. Nearly 1,400 coal fuel generating units operated in the U.S. in 2010. And now it's time to phase out coal completely, says Glenn Hooks. He's a senior campaign representative based in Little Rock who works with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign.
And we've been working on stopping new coal-fired power plants from being built, but also working on retiring existing coal-fired power plants that are older and dirtier. We keep up with them. We work on every single coal-fired power plant all across the country. And just since January of 2010, more than 140 of these coal-fired power plants have announced plans for retirement.
On March 28th, the Sierra Club will present their case at a public hearing conducted by the Arkansas Public Service Commission in Little Rock. Hooks and his team cite persistent toxic air emissions associated with coal incineration.
Great amounts of carbon dioxide or lead or arsenic, any of about 30 hazardous air pollutants are present in a smokestack from a coal-fired power plant.
Unlike some states, Hooks said, Arkansas lacks alternative and sustainable energy components, including wind, geothermal, and solar.
We have a pretty solid mix of energy-producing fuels in the state, a fair amount of coal-fired power plants, natural gas-fired power plants. We have one nuclear plant, and then we have about 9% of our power is provided by hydroelectric dams.
And the only way to wean utilities off coal, Hook says, is to make the leap into alternative energy development.
What we are proposing, Sierra Club is proposing, is that we get the state off of these old coal-fired power plants because we have options that are cleaner and that are less expensive to ratepayers. And that's what this upcoming PSC proceeding is all about.
The Sierra Club is not standing alone on this issue. Other environmental agencies, including the Union of Concerned Scientists, have asked regulators to weigh the cost of upgrading coal fuel plants, which are moving towards obsolescence. But SWEPCO spokesperson Peter May disagrees because shutting down Flint Creek will compromise the ability of power companies to meet demand.
While that may sound good, the practicality of replacing a baseload power plant with 24/7 requirements with solar energy or wind energy and energy efficiency simply does not meet the needs of SWEPCO's customers and AECC's members.
Some coal fuel facilities are converting to natural gas, now plentiful due to unconventional natural shale gas drilling. But SWEPCO and the Arkansas Electric Cooperative say they would rather close Flint Creek because the cost to convert the facility and import natural gas are prohibitive. Plus, Maine said the current power grid draws on efficiencies and alternatives.
We have a substantial amount of wind energy, more than 400 megawatts currently serving our system. And that wind energy comes from some of the strongest wind energy resources available to us, which are in Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas.
Peter Main also pointed to Flint Creek power operations paying forward in the regional community,
as well as our ability to attract new business and new industry with a reliable power supply and an affordable power supply. We also have a substantial employment and economic impact and tax base. We have 69 people working at the plant. We have a payroll of $3.9 million. We have a property and personal property tax base of around $1 million. And the extended impact of that plant in terms of purchasing and additional jobs created out in the community is in the tens of millions of dollars. So we have wanted the commission and other parties involved to understand that we're talking about families and businesses and a substantial economic impact on the community. Because others talk about the importance of jobs in other industries, this is important to this community. It's important to us and to our customers, but to our employees as well.
Consumer advocate Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel has weighed in on the project in an email for this report. Spokesperson Aaron Sadler wrote that the Attorney General supports the retrofit, citing the economic benefit the plant provides to the region. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For more information, visit arkansas.gov/PSC.